Good morning, Boys. We're doing the next mitzvah, number six. This is to go in the ways of Hashem. The pasuk says that you should walk in the ways of Hashem. You should go in the ways of Hashem. And Chazal tell us that this means that you should imitate the midas of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Just like Kadosh Baruch Hu is merciful, you should be merciful. Just like Kadosh Baruch Hu does chesed, you should do chesed. The midas that we find by Kadosh Baruch Hu, we should imitate them. And that's and by that we kind of this mitzvah of Halacha Berachah. So this Rabbi Yisrael includes basic midas we find Sfer Musar are more or less included in this. That are included in this very much so. And that's why the Torah itself doesn't go out of its way to mention all the different types of midas. You find in the Sefer Musar many different midas which are mentioned. We don't find in the Torah mentioned specifically. The reason is because it's included in this pasuk. So that's something a person can make all the time in all the ways. It's that was pretty much self-explanatory. There are some midas, however, we say that seemingly before we cannot imitate. For example, it says Hashem is in Az Yashir, Hashem is Go'eh, he's arrogant, so to speak, arrogant, or something about Go'eh, Hashem of Gaiva. So, seemingly, a person wouldn't want to imitate that medium, but Gaiva is considered a very negative trait in general. It says that Hashem gets angry. That we shouldn't be getting angry. The Rambam says that these two mediums of Gaiva and anger, a person has to go to. He has to go to the extreme, in the other direction. The truth of the matter is that there are occasions when a person uses these kind of midas. When is that? In the Sif Aleph in Shulchan Aruch it says, V'yigba libo d'arche Hashem, by Yishavah, the king of Israel, that he was V'yigba libo d'arche Hashem gaiva, a person used when Rosh Hashem, how does he do that? He's in a place where it's a little bit hard to keep mitzvahs, people are going to make fun of him. No, V'yigba libo, I'm doing Rosh Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't make any difference. What I have to do, I do. And he's a little bit gaivadic in order to do the Rosham Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we see the gaiva does have his place. A person can be proud of the fact that he's a Shomer Torah mitzvahs and feel the hafshivas of it. It's a good midah. You just have to use it in the right way in order to be over to Hashem. The midahs of gaiva and kas. What about kas? When can a person use kas? The Gemara says that a person should. In order to put aim in his house, now, how it applies to man is everybody say you have to know how it applies. But he's allowed to lishbor kalim. He's allowed to break kalim to show the people in his family that he's angry, in order that they should have a little bit of a fear from him, fear from what he wants done. Now everybody say, I'm not saying you should do this with man is there. You have to explain how this gemara exactly works, because people, if you go break kalim in your house, kids are going to think you're crazy, wife's going to think you're crazy, and you're going to have a problem.
Everybody have
good business, right? It's good business for every favor. So, in any case, however, but cost, simply speaking, I can give you a very simple case. If a person is a soldier in war, so he has to use the meter of cost and gaiva in order to be a good soldier, right? He has to get very angry in order to kill other people. Not really, kill a Jewish meat is not killing other people, but in order to do that, he has to use gas and gaiva. So, in certain instances, it's not the normal daily type of meat that you use, Rabbi Yisrael. I'm just saying they can be used in certain cases. Hashem Yish Melchama. You don't make Muhammad all the time. Muhammad Shal Torah, you can do. Muhammad Shal Torah is an idea of Muhammad Shal Torah. So everybody say, if a person is clever and he can use all the midas. The normal midas, however, these ones of Gaiv and Kas are very rarely used in the Avodas Hashem, but other midas, for example, mercy and chesed, of course, we use all the time. So a person, as I say, like Gemara says, that Talmud Chacham is a person that knows, knows how to turn his begadim, how to wear his begadim. When we're referring to midas, when a person applies certain midas at what time. That's part of a person who learns Torah, they learn the chokhmah of how to apply the midas in the proper way. Okay, I'm not going to be expounding this too much more because it's a Sefer Musar, the person has a Sefer Musar and learns about this more, but we're just mentioning the general source in the Torah for midas tovos comes from this pasuk. We'll start a little bit. The next mitzvah is the mitzvah of tefillah. Also Savo, it says also Savo B'chol Levavchem that we say every day in Krishma, that worship Leh, that's Tefila. We're familiar with this, there's many dinim, and I don't have to be marach with this, but it's one of the Tariq mitzvahs. And when a person, knocking is, when a person is davens, he should have kabbana, he's mekayim, one of the Tariq mitzvahs, one of the 630 mitzvahs, the Yoraisa of Tefila. Even though the Tefila is Shachris, Mincha, Mariv, or Tekanos Chazal, But when he does a mitzvah, he's got a mitzvah kiyumis, he's mekayim mitzvah joysa of tefillah, and therefore we pass on alalacha mitzvah shechus kavana, and therefore she pushes him mechavim from the mitzvah of mekayim his mitzvah of tefillah. The shame the Rizal has brought down the siddur, just in the siddur mentioned that a person is shechavim and mechavim mekayim mitzvah behalf the rechak amoichon, he davens for other people besides himself. So he has two mitzvahs joysa when he's davening, one in the mitzvah of tefillah, the other one of behalf the rechak amoichon. And if a person gets rack up a few more, if he has mercy on other people, dying for other people, he's also halach the berachav, he's going the ways of Hashem, we just learned the mitzvah now. So these are all part of the kavanah for Baisai, that for mitzvah derech, a person can have when he's doing mitzvah tefillah.
We'll get back. Davening outside of Shemoneh Esrei?
Any tefillah you can miss. You could feel it as Shemoneh Esrei, only with